In the name of Jesus, amen. I'd like to focus today on our gospel reading from the Gospel of Mark and the healing account of a man's son, a father, who's in great need. As a way to update this reading a little bit or put it in our context, how many times have I been in a hospital room with a faithful Christian who is praying and praying for relief that does not occur? Or how many times have I waited for a test result with a praying Christian and the test comes back not the way we expect? The struggle of faith is real. And then there's not only our personal struggle, but the struggle of a world around us which is indifferent to faith and thinks this is all just a waste of time. It's not easy to believe. In our gospel reading today, Jesus says this about faith: everything is possible for one who believes. Do we believe that? In our gospel reading, we also hear these very human words: I believe, help my unbelief. Everything is possible for one who believes, help my unbelief. We live in a time when to believe in God is dismissed, to believe in Jesus as the Son of God and Lord of life is more contested than ever. We have our own doubts, if we're honest, sometimes when life gets tough. In our gospel reading today, we see the struggle of faith in Jesus. As it says in our gospel reading, as soon as all the people see Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and they greet him. There's something special about Jesus that seems to draw out faith, that does create wonder, even in the midst of suffering. In our gospel reading, Jesus then wonders what they're arguing about, and a man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought my son to the disciples. He's possessed by a spirit. It's robbed him of speech and life. Whenever it seizes him, it hurts him. The disciples of Jesus can't heal this man's son." Well, only Jesus can heal. Jesus then asks his father, notice what Jesus does. He starts a conversation about faith. "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood, it's been happening. And if you can do anything, Jesus, have compassion and help us." And Jesus says emphatically, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." And immediately, the father, the child responds, "I believe, help my unbelief." Jesus, as we heard, he heals the boy, restores him to his father in peace. Jesus takes him by the hand, lifts him up, even as it seems he's dead. He arose, evocative language, pointing to Jesus, the Son of God, who rises from the dead. When he entered the house, the disciples asked Jesus privately. They get a little Jesus huddle there and wonder why they couldn't do this in the name of Jesus, in his name. And he says, this kind can only be driven out by prayer. That's our gospel reading today. So what does this have to mean for our lives of struggles of faith? In our gospel reading today, Jesus says everything is possible for one who believes. And in our gospel reading, we hear these very human words, "I believe, help my unbelief." Everything is possible in faith, help our unbelief. And while faith in Jesus may be contested and dismissed by many, faith in Jesus can also be difficult for us, right? It can sometimes seem, in the examples that I gave, that our prayers for healing for loved ones, like the son of the father in our gospel reading, are not heard by God. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Do you notice where it starts with "I believe"? So let's start there, following God's word. Let's start with "I believe." Then we'll get to the "help my unbelief." What do we believe in? We believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's redeemed and saved you and me, lost and condemned creatures that we are. He's made us his own children. And as children, then, we're heirs. We just receive it of eternal life. That's what children get, full access to everything that God our Father has. Only Jesus can heal us from sin, death, and the devil. And in faith, then, in Christ, we have all this. We have eternal life. As Scripture says emphatically, thanks be to God who gives us this victory in Jesus Christ. Victory over death, the promise of eternal life, hope of the resurrection of the dead. We can do all things in Christ who strengthens me, as Scripture says, or as Jesus puts it today in our gospel reading, everything is possible for one who believes. We believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has done the impossible. And if He can do it, all things are possible. He has died, and He's come back. He's risen. He's risen from the dead. He promises eternal life to all who believe Him. And in Christ, when we die, right, we live forever in Christ. We also, like Christ, will rise from the dead. Death and sin and Satan and evil have no power over us. As Scripture says, we are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. And nothing, neither life nor death, can separate us from that love of God in Jesus Christ, as shown on the cross and proven in His resurrection. I suppose you could put it this way then, that as premiums go up in life, we have the ultimate life insurance in Jesus Christ. Jesus pays the premium with His death on the cross. He provides our future with His resurrection. Everything then is possible for one who believes. Death is not the end. We have eternal life and power in Jesus always and forever. And I could go on. And what does faith do? Faith wants to hear that. Faith confesses that. Faith finds its inspiration in that. Abundant, everlasting life is ours. And there's always more in Jesus. And without faith in Jesus, then nothing really is possible if you think about it. It would seem, I suppose, that all things are possible for us. But what ends without Jesus? All possibilities. Everything in the end without Jesus and His death and His resurrection becomes the dust and the ashes and the graves of impossibility. In Christ, there's life and more life and power and grace. No end to possibilities in sight. So we often live thinking and acting, right, with limitations. That everything might not be possible for us in faith. Struggles of daily life, which are real. Health, wealth, family, work, meaning. Yet in, with, and under all of our struggles and seeming limitations is the limitless love and eternal life of Jesus for us. Nothing that we ever encounter can ever end Jesus' love for us. Nothing. Nothing can take away His gift to us of eternal life. Nothing. It's given. It's finished. It's done. Lord, I believe. I believe You are my Lord and Savior. Help my unbelief. Jesus knows we struggle to always see His eternal life and power in us and for us. Faith, after all, is belief in things unseen, hope of things expected. As He says at the end of our gospel reading today, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. And prayer, being attuned with God in our thoughts and words and actions, you could think of it this way, means relying on God in Christ to give us power, the power of faith. We do not have, as Scripture testifies, a spirit of fear, for God has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind, a peaceful mind. And all of the struggles we face in this life are nothing to compare with the promises of faith and the endless love and presence of God in Christ. We face struggles, and how do we end our prayers? We end our prayers with the word Amen. And you remember what Amen means. It means, yes, it will be. It will be life over death in Jesus Christ. We hope for more life and strength here and now. Yes, it will be. That God will be with us. Eternal life in Christ for you and for me. eternal power in Christ for you and for me in Christ. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. In our gospel reading, once that prayerful conversation with us, Jesus invites it at the end with prayer, a conversation of faith with God. Where in our hearts then do we feel the pressures and the struggles of life? Where can we look more to Jesus and receive his eternal life of power? He wants to give it. Where do we have our doubts or our gaps? With prayers for more faith, more strength, we find it. And that's for us. Remember, the Father is coming for his Son. Where in the lives of others do we see burdens and challenges? Where can we give them more of Jesus and the wonder of his eternal life of power? When they see Jesus, the crowd wonders. Something is new with this one. What actions and giving can we give of more love and mercy in Christ? You know, I'm sure if we look, just like Mark takes the time to look in his gospel for one son who is written off who needs healing, I'm sure we'll find the needs of others or needs in our hearts long neglected, pressures to bear, doubts to assuage. And I'm super sure that where we do look for Jesus, he will find us, and we find then strength without limit. Everything is possible for one who believes. Do we believe it? I believe, help my unbelief. Everything is possible in faith, help our unbelief. Amen.